Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is the Nerds Watching Wrestling Podcast.
Or it is Justice for Drew Gulak.
Oh.
Yeah. Threw you off guard and said it anyway.
For real, Justice for Drew Gulak was really, like, really released. No, not even released. The contract not renewed. Schnozgard, but like, okay.
I mean, hey, bro, he may or may not be there. He may or may not be there. Like, we don't know what's going on, because there's also Triple H also did bash Fightful, and then Fightful tried to fight back. But that's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there. Hope you people out there listening are doing all right.
Like, good evening and happy holidays to you.
You're definitely doing better than Drew, like, but still, hope you're doing all right, at least.
The Southern Wrestling Scholar, Quandon Iberwin, back at it again.
It be us.
With an episode of the Nerds Watching Wrestling Podcast. We thank you guys for letting us into your ears as we talk wrestling.
Pause.
But
like,
we're only audio, fool, so, like, they have to listen to us.
Okay, I get it, but you ain't have to say it like that. Like,
you ain't never, like, listen to a radio show, and it's whatever.
Said it real Barry Manilow, like
was this ain't the sweat on sale.
That's how you said it.
That is not how I said it. That was a generic intro.
Zach Manilow, this is Zach here in your ears. Hope y'all ready for some smooth jazz. That's how you sounded. So, like, No.
Anyway, I mean, we got some stuff to talk about.
Don't we always?
Yeah, we do. But, like, I forgot that this was a go-home week. Because, like, I forgot Backlash was yesterday until it was time to Backlash.
I forgot Backlash happened while Backlash was on. So, like, okay, baby, me personally, I took a nap. I'm not even going to hold you. Like, I know it happened. Like, I went back and I watched the stuff. But, like, I wasn't feeling it. But that's neither here nor there. We'll get to that. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
We definitely will. Like, it's the PLA. They was in Lyon, France. Right now in contention for best crowd. Like I said, when I asked you, you gave it to Puerto Rico, like, because it's, like, same pay-per-view, different location. Like, Backlash 2023 over Backlash 2024. Card-wise, 2023. Crowd-wise, 2024, honestly.
2023.
Like I said, like, it was easy for 2023 because, like, they had representation. They had Bad Bunny, Damian Priest, and Zelina Vega. France was just insane the entire night.
And like I said, personally, it took away from me, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to France when we get to France. Let's stop in Japan real quick, though. Or, well, this ain't Clover because New Japan's strong, right?
No.
So was it over there or was it over here?
It was over there.
All right, bet. Streak continues. New champion alert. Jeff Cobb is now the New Japan World Television Champion. New Japan Strong World Television Champion.
No, just New Japan.
Just New Japan?
Yes.
He's New Japan World Television Champion after defeating Zack Sabre Jr.
With that beautiful, beautiful tour of the islands.
Like, greatest power slammer wrestling right now.
Aloha means goodbye.
Aloha means get dropped. Congratulations to
his first singles in, I want to say, they said 5 years.
Right, because he spent the last couple years as a tag champion, right?
Yeah, they're running the world with the Empire Boys.
I could have sworn Matt Riddle was a champion. I don't know what that Riddle comment came from. Like, Jeff Cobb, Matt Riddle, like I could have sworn Matt Riddle had the television championship.
Hey, Jeff Cobb got it now. Like,
Jeff Cobb got it now.
Like, hey, if Matt Riddle had it, cool, kudos. I mean, like, whatever. But, like,
but this is about Mr. Jeff Cobb.
This ain't about Matt Riddle. Like,
and speaking of championships, this week in NXT, we learned that the new Women's North American Championship...
Julia, but yeah. New NXT Women's North American Champion will be crowned in a ladder match, much like the men's North American Champion was crowned in the same kind of match.
Right, but then,
I had to sneeze a little bit in there, my bad.
She put in a lot of convoluted ways to get to it. First, they finna have a combine. Then they gonna see who did best in the combine. Then those top 12 out. Then those top 12... are going to have singles matches, then one of those singles matches go to the ladder match.
You either do or don't want women on TV. I need you to pick.
No, I do. Like, I'll just say, like, the way Ava explained this made it seem like it was a lot.
It is.
And then, like, Michi ain't going to be in it.
So you're not happy to see her back. Got it.
I am ecstatic. I'm excited to see Mia Yim back. If we could just drop this whole Mi Chan thing, that'd be great.
We could. We really could.
That'd be fantastic.
We really could.
Like,
but we're not. But we're really not. We really not. Her name Mi Chan. I'm so sorry.
Oh god, that Impact interest. That Impact thing was hard.
Oh yeah, the Mia Yim return.
That was hard. I like that. All right. That was pretty much all the outside news I had to talk about.
Yeah.
So, we're going to start with Dynamite, then we're going to jump into the WWE stuff because we're going to do Raw, SmackDown, and Backlash.
And then we're leaving.
Yeah.
Getting out of y'all ears, as Zach said. See how weird it sounds coming back again? Just saying.
You didn't have to say it again.
You didn't have to say it initially.
My first
have to say it initially.
All right.
Good. Cool. I'm glad we'd agree as I win. Appreciate it. So, AEW. Tiffy time. But, AEW.
Wrong program.
It's always a program, baby.
On Turner Broadcasting right now.
It's on Tiffy Broadcasting, too, but it's whatever. It's always her show. You sound new here.
AEW Dynamite, where Tiffany Stratton don't go.
She could if she wanted to.
Then she wouldn't be Tiffany Stratton. She'd probably be Nicole Ring-a-Ring or whatever. I don't know the child name.
Talk about this show right now. talk about this show right now. I will not stand for this Tiffany Stratton.
I don't know that girl name.
You could have asked. You definitely could have asked.
What's her name?
Jessica Wernilko. you could have asked, but talk about AEW. Like I said, you sound new here. You sound mad new.
Cinco de Mayo. AEW Dynamite had a cold open with Tony Khan addressing the fans. You know, he took the TK Driver last week at the end of the show. After,
TK
you know,
Driver is still devious work, and I'm so proud of
they
him.
Named it.
I am so proud of
that. Apparently, they named it that 2 weeks before we did.
Yeah, it was changed. It was changed prior to, you know, Tony taking it. I'm so proud of those young men. That is
diabolic.
That is devious work, and I could not be prouder. Love everything about the current Elite and your current EVP gimmick they got going on. It's great.
But yeah, Tony Khan is cutting a video promo from Jacksonville because he can't travel because, you know, they didn't pimpinize that man Nick because Tony Khan wear book 13.
Soaking wet with bricks in his pocket, even still.
And they front flip power drove that man after punching him in the stomach with a microphone.
That was a stiff punch, though. Jack actually, you know, hit that man real low-key, low-key, high-key. Jack hit that man low-key, high-key. Jack hit that man for real, like, my contract, fool. Then he was like, yeah, still love you, boss.
I'm saying, then obviously that video feed cut out because that means that our EVP / World Tag Team Champions are now in charge of this show.
That also could have meant Dark Order. It also could have meant, you know,
they definitely just cut all that in the media. So like, oh my God, Tony, so sorry for you. Yay.
Oh yeah, they Sami Callihan. That's crazy.
Yeah, they Sami Callihan this video feed, and they're like, oh, like I'm afraid you lost your signal. Dang. Like this was your song, and that was mine.
Okay.
And you know, like they even had their own little opening that said start the Dynamite intro, and it was just them four. It was just Jack Perry, Kushida, and the Young Bucks. Like whole little Dynamite signature with four people in it.
You mean Okada?
Who did I say?
You said Kushida. For whatever reason.
Cut that.
Definitely couldn't.
Write that down.
We couldn't. Yeah. Yeah.
Kazuchika.
Topping up Kushida like you a young boy in this thing. We here at All Tied Up Productions do indeed apologize for the egregious mistake made on the behalf of co-hosts of Nerds Watching Wrestling, the Southern Wrestling Scholars.
I said Kushida for real.
Yes, you did. You absolutely did. But
All right, in 5, 4, 3, two. But yeah, they even had their own little signature. It was just them four, the Bucks, Okada, and Jack Perry just in the signature, like little fireworks went off of everything.
I mean, we the Elite.
It's our show.
It's all Elite Wrestling.
It's all us wrestling.
Yeah, see, there you go. Look, there you go.
Swerve came out to open the show properly, still on his collision promo stuff from last week where he called what the Young Bucks did a B-word move. Can I say bitch on air, sir? I'm quoting somebody?
You quite literally just did.
If I'm quoting.
You said it to ask the question. So
like, you said I can't walk quote. All right. Swerve said that the attack on the leap was a bitch move. I mean, the attack on Tony Khan was that move. Like, nah. And then, you know, to respond, the EVPs who are running the show, mind you, like, after you just called us bitches, Mr. World Champion, we're also your tag team champions. So let me show you who your next opponent is. Is it Jack Perry? Is it Okada? Is it MJF? Nah, it's Christian Cage.
The returning Christian Cage.
Because you said something about a kid last week, didn't it?
The dictator of dad jokes.
The patriarch of the patriarchy.
Man, Mother Wayne was out there too. Missed her most of all out of this whole thing. Like Christian was cool, kill switch, all right, Nick Wayne, whatever. Mother Wayne, a woman.
But yeah,
Swerve like he was finna heal. I would jump through the TV.
As soon as Christian came out, rather than saying anything, they tried to attack Swerve. Swerve started fighting back until, like you said, he almost like swung at Mother Wayne almost. And then, you know, obviously, the patriarchy got the upper hand.
And then, you know, put him down.
Put down Swerve and Prince Nana. Then Christian said, "I remember what you did to my son." Because, you know, like, remember when Nick Wayne first got here?
Yeah, and, you know, we decided to go to his house.
Decided to go to his house.
When Nick Wayne first arrived at AEW, for those of you that may not know, we as in, you know, Swerve and Prince Nana, and A.R. Fox, who we...
And A.R. Fox, who ain't been seen since.
Who we eventually kicked out of the group. Well, we ain't going to talk about that one, though. We went to, you know, Nick Wayne's house. Just, you know, his actual house. Went to his garage. Saw him training. Just beat him up. Just beat,
blooded
just beat
him.
Just beat the dog. Just beat the dog water out there, young man.
Bloodied that little boy.
At his house. And then had him call Darby Allin and tell him what happened while we were there. It was great. It was fantastic. But then Christian Cage brought that up. You hurt my son taking your belt.
You're also responsible for that loss we took at All In. Like, remember when we were in a tag team match and All In and you lost? So, like, you got some debts to repay. And then, you know, insert line about, I mean, hurt you mentioned your daughter last week. Like, here we go.
Christian Cage in the dad jokes. Uh-huh.
And then to top it all off, Luchasaurus just legit ripped the braid out of Swerve's head.
Yeah, just a natural in this lock, baby. Just ripped it out, laid it right there. Walked out.
Next, it is time for Adam Copeland's Cope Open. In which
it's not even that much of a tongue twister.
Shut up.
Really not. Adam Copeland's Cope Open.
In which he will put his TNT championship on the line against a member of the House of Black. We don't know who it is until it's time for bail time.
So it was Buddy Matthews.
Which obviously means it was Buddy Matthews.
They operating on them no quarter catch crew rules.
Like you said last week, which obviously meant it's Buddy Matthews.
Because we definitely announced Brody matches because it's Brody.
Because it's Brody.
And we announced Malakai matches because he's had two since his AEW career. But like, we definitely announce these people. However, Brody, like the young Mr. Matthews, been putting in work.
And boy, did him and Adam put on some work today. Like, first of all, I went through two commercial breaks. Like, they was just out there getting it. Like,
You just not finna drop Buddy Matthews. Like, so sorry.
Not
just finna run over me, bro. Like, you see these shoulders?
You hear these knees?
Points to Rhea Ripley. Like, just points to Rhea Ripley.
You see this, mommy?
Like,
I got that.
It's me.
Like, Australia.
I was going to say, insert Australian accent here. Like
Buddy.
And so, then insert a knee.
Like Buddy, so Jack is Australian. That's the problem. I'm saying Australians. Australians the more you like that, bro. Right there, crazy.
No, he still sounds Australian. He's just not, you know, Grayson Waller.
But yeah, put on a banger, Edge. Adam Copeland capitalized with the spear. He's been Edge all my life. Be quiet. Like
literally also been Adam Copeland all of your life. It's his actual name. For as long as you've known him as Edge, he has literally been Adam Copeland.
I ain't never had to call them in Adam Copeland matches, but I've seen very many an Edge match.
Well, like, okay, move on.
And then he still come out to Metal Lincoln, so like, don't at me, like, at WWE for not letting him use that name.
Like, okay.
Like,
at them, write a letter, I don't care. Like, call them in Adam Copeland.
After Adam Copeland hit Buddy Matthews
See how easy
with the spear, and beat him. It looked like he was about to hit him with the concerto before the lights went black.
They came back on.
And Malachi was looking like, do it.
You in the
like, just, like Malachi just looking at him like,
all right.
Yeah.
Like, hey, that's you about it. Like, go ahead.
Like right now.
On his Palpatine, do it.
Right now.
Do it. Yeah. And then, you know, but what would happen? Buddy would get up, look at him. Yeah, do it. Go ahead.
Hit me. But instead of hitting Buddy, I raised that child at Malachi. The moment I did that, guess what? Lights go out. And then, you know, I'm gone. Like, wrong choice. Should just hit Buddy. Now I got to
like
get you.
I feel like singing about the lights going out while we're talking about the House of Black is not necessarily okay, but you did it. So it's all right.
It happened. Like, it's wrestling. Leave me alone. But yeah, like, Edge is slowly finna turn to Brood Edge in AEW. Brood Adam, whatever you want to call it. Like, then you notice AEW, so we're just going to go find Vampiro. I mean, not Vampiro. Gangrel. Just going to go find Gangrel.
Just going to go find them, buddy. We're going to bring back Mordecai and everything.
Next, Samoa Joe took on Isaiah Cassidy in the How Dare You No Sell My Tope to a Cedar match.
Hey.
Like I said, the walk away from the springboard is one thing. We are outside. Well, you're outside. Like, but I'm diving on you from outside. You just going to walk away my back.
Okay. Why are you trying to jump at me? As me, Samoa Joe, why are you trying to jump at me?
Samoa Joe wins with the Muscle Buster.
All right, how many times have people jumped at me successfully? All right.
Like I said, Samoa Joe wins with the Muscle Buster. There's like nothing else I can say about that.
Dang, he's fine, Isaiah Cassidy. You said enough.
I said enough. It's crazy. Orange Cassidy comes out next to tell us that Chuck Taylor would never be able to wrestle again.
Which is not a work. It's not a work at all, Mr. Chucky T.
This parking lot brawl was it, huh?
That was, yeah. Sources say that may have actually been it for Mr. Sexy Chuck T.
Trent says, here comes Orange Cassidy making somebody else's retirement about him, like, because he's selfish, like I've been trying to tell y'all. And then, you know, they look like they finna brawl, you know, Statland and them come out trying to stop it or whatever. Don Callis then comes out and leaves with Orange Cassidy.
After telling him, I got cookies.
Wow. No. That is some creep stuff Don Callis would do, but not to, no, we're not going to let that happen to Orange Cassidy.
This real childish. I got Yoo-Hoo in the refrigerator.
Anyway, what? No. We was in Winnipeg.
It would have worked on me.
Okay.
Oh, we was in Winnipeg. Got it. And then they walk backstage.
Leaving Chris Statlander looking confused.
Can't wait.
Leaving Chris Statlander looking like, what is going on? Like, girl, shut up. You trying to heal on Willow.
I'm going to knock Willow's head between the washer and dryer, baby. Like,
shut your face.
Oh, finna super need that girl, bro.
Jack Perry says he meant what he said when he said he wanted what's best for AEW. And that Tony Khan made him a scapegoat. And now in this new elite era, we're going to fix all the stuff that y'all let run rampant. Love that one of the pillars is now in the elite. That's great.
Hey, bro, like...
Like, Jack Perry is still a pillar of this company.
Only active pillar on the show.
And one of them ain't got no foot. Sammy Guevara is just somewhere. And MJF is also just somewhere.
Currently, actively.
Mm.
Arm and shoulder in the sling as we speak.
Next, Chris Jericho defended the FTW, which now stands for For the World.
I'm going to let you handle anything Chris Jericho related. You got it, sweetheart. Say whatever you want. I ain't even going to stop you. Just let me know when we talk about the next match.
I'm going to put a little bit of reverence on this match because I had fun with it. Because this match was the no disqualification debut for the wrestler Katsuyori Shibata. Got your bottle on Wednesday. Got it on live, damn it. And like I said, like I think Japanese people just have trash can advantage. You know how Io Shirai used like do the moonsault in the trash can? Because Jericho put the trash can on Shibata and started hitting it with kendo sticks. Shibata got up and then walked from one corner of the ring to the other. Like Dan Jericho to hit him some more. But, like, obviously, to me, the turning point of that match was when Shibata just took a hockey puck directly to the center of the nose. Like, yes. Like, Jericho. No. Like, because, like, you know, when we pull out the black bag in different places, it's match the theme. We're in Winnipeg, Manitoba. My hockey dad is in the goddamn front row. So, guess what? We're going to pull out a bunch of hockey pucks. And while I had Jericho in a figure four, I want to say, Shibata had Jericho in a figure four. Jericho reached behind him, grabbed the hockey puck, told Shibata, release the hold. No. It dead center in the middle of the nose, broke Shibata's nose with a hockey puck. Wrestling.
You got to see me after that match, baby. Like, I had to put hands and feet on you after some kind of stuff like that, bro. You ain't just finna VL me with a hockey puck.
With a hockey puck.
You got to see me after the match, sweetheart.
When it looked like Shibata had the match won while he was getting the title, here come Big Bill, who want to be in the learning tree. Spoiler, in the Rampage, he's in the learning tree. I didn't watch Rampage, but Rampage happened concurrently after Dynamite.
I'm so tired of big people.
But, like, yeah, Big Bill pushed Shibata through a table, allowing Jericho to get the win.
I'm so tired of big dudes latching themselves onto other people. Like, it's all right, sweetie. You can still just try on your own at least once. Because when you see anything singles related out of Big Bill since his AEW career.
Former AEW World Tag Team Champion. Where is his former Tag Team Championship partner? Where is Absolute?
In Louisiana.
Egregious.
It's quite literally
where. Ben Jericho defended the Florida World Championship, and Taz on commentary was insipid the whole time, said, "Will Hook come back? It's lights out for Jericho."
And it is. It's up there and it's stuck there like a Cardi B song. Cannot wait.
Okay. Next,
co-host just did the woe, in case anybody was wondering. Like, that was so right there. I guess he's excited about Cardi B. So, right. Like,
Cinco de Mayo. Anyway,
we're gonna cut that.
In a match just for y'all satisfaction, Brian Cage took on Claudio Castagnoli. Claudio won.
I mean, yeah.
Mariah May took on Serena Deeb with number one contender implications. And a very good match, like, phenomenal. Like, very great between both of them. Like, that match could have went anyway, and I was having fun. But this night would belong to the professor, as while I was working on Mariah's knee on a single leg, including hitting to the mat, Timeless Toni Storm could not accept what was happening to her understudy, and she threw in the towel.
Because she's already told Serena that she ain't going to be putting her hands on Mariah like that.
Like, Serena Deeb will now face Toni Storm at Double or Nothing for the AEW Women's Championship.
And that's finally when Mariah May turns on her. It's going to be crazy, folks.
Because you threw in the towel. This could have been our match. And you quit for me. No. You said Mariah May turns. That means that's how it has happened. That's the exact story. Sorry. And finally.
I was just talking about the way you said no, but it's all right.
And finally, in the main event, Kenny Omega returns to let us know that even though he is dealing with his diverticulitis, he is not done with professional wrestling. He is not done with Dynamite, because how dare y'all mention the best wrestlers and are already forgetting to put me in that category.
Well, baby, you just said you had iridocyclitis, so, like, we can't really.
Diverticulitis.
Endometritis, like I said, but, like, he still cannot
get out.
I don't know what you're talking about, but, like,
diverticulitis.
Mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, like I said, but Kenny Omega still cannot call himself what he keeps calling himself anymore, which is what one Mr. Okada would soon come down and tell
him. Like, you are not the best mouth machine no more, baby.
I am.
But, like, in those little seedlings, you got to remember, he said, like, one BFT to the stomach, like, any BFT to the stomach, blood force trauma, could, like, severely hurt him. Which is why no one saw it coming when Jack Perry just gutted him with a chair. Like, because Kenny was trying to hit Jack Perry with a V-trigger, because, like, I hit him with a Snapdragon suplex after he attacked me initially, but Okada tripped me up, right? And, like, as soon as Okada tripped him up, I just bapped him in the stomach with a chair. So, like, there goes some blunt force trauma right there. Die. Boy. Like, basically.
Wow.
I just told y'all. If wow. I just told y'all, if I get any BFT to the stomach, I could, like, you know, not no more. And the second thing Jeff Perry does when he gets the advantage is edge up the chair me in the fucking stomach. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to say the F word. But, like, in the flipping stomach. Like, yeah.
If I'm Jeff Perry. And die is right where you go.
If I'm Jeff Perry, that's what I want because I just gutted you. Like,
ooh, you said this sound like a 2000s Xbox server up in here, bro. Like,
like this is the new Elite era. Like, this is the new Elite era. You sound absolutely bad machine. Like, you just told me where your power button is.
Ooh, power button is devious work.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm the baby face here. I apologize.
Power button is devious work.
Like, that's what Jack Perry did to him, bro. Like, don't be mad at me.
I'm not. I'm disappointed. But, like, then the rest of the Elite.
Like, then the rest of the Elite, like, bro, no, don't do that.
You do it like this.
You do it like this. BTE.
You do it like this. BTE trigger.
Oh, man. EVP.
EVP trigger. And that's how that worked. We then put him on a stretcher.
Like, as FTR attempted to make them say, like, oh my God, they're switched up guys. We catch y'all backstage and get on the rampage.
We quite literally just beat y'all for these belts. Like, who are y'all
stopping? Like, on the way to the ambulance as Dynamite was transitioning to the rampage. Like, we still, like, the FTR is walking Kenny to the ambulance on the stretch and all that. And then, until surprise, Elite.
And then this is where we learn that the Elite learned from the Big Show and Rey Mysterio and it's involving stretchers. Just because you want a stretcher, that don't mean I can stop. That don't mean I got to stop beating you up.
Like, I'm sorry, Kenny. Pushes over stretchers.
Went cow tipping on Kenny, bro. It's just whole flipped him and that stretcher over and just watched and just walked off to close out Dynamite.
Like, close out Dynamite.
And to open up Rampage, ran shop on FTR. Just mob, gang, beat y'all up real quick.
Like, mind y'all business, man.
We just beat y'all for these belts. Who are y'all to try to stop us now?
But yeah, that was AEW Dynamite. No Collision this week because basketball was back on TV. So, like, yeah. So, let's get into some WWE programming. We got Raw, we got SmackDown, and we got Backlash from Lyon, France.
Leon.
But we're going to go ahead and jump into Monday Night Raw, which was night 2.
We're going out
like, this was night 2 of the 2024 WWE Draft.
And while the draft is still happening, I would like all of you to remember that the Quarterly Superstar Brand Invitational says that at any given point, 3 superstars from one show and 3 superstars from another show may exchange their positions on their recurring shows.
That only applies to NXT.
The Quarterly Superstar Brand Invitational said that at any point, 3 superstars from one show and 3 superstars from another show may exchange their positions on these separate shows. Thank you.
Anyway, night 2 of the draft opens with the new Women's World Champion, Becky Lynch, saying that she's a fighting champion and she wants to know who is going to be her next challenger. And to Liv Morgan, who has been drafted to Monday Night Raw, says that the only reason Becky is where she is right now is because that she did what Becky couldn't do, and that's take out Mommy. So, obviously, like, give me that title match. But Nia Jax says, nah, sir, before I go to SmackDown, I'm taking one of y'all out with me. Liv Morgan said, fight then.
And they did.
Like, they have a match later in the night. Obviously, Nia Jax going to SmackDown, so this is going to be her last Monday Night Raw appearance because as of tomorrow night on Raw, the rosters will be locked.
Yes, sir.
And then came round 1 of the WWE draft, where Raw got Imperium and Damage Control.
Imperium consisting of Gunther.
Of Gunther and Luwakaza only.
Justice for Giovanni Vinci. Just bring that back. It's right here in the middle of it. Yeah, as of right now, Justice for Giovanni Vinci.
The Damage Control consisting of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, the Kabuki Warriors, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky. With SmackDown getting Jade Cargill and Kevin Owens. Next, Gunther took on Xavier Woods and just like, another strong showing for Gunther, but, like, not a bad match for Woods. Like, he got him some little offense in every here and there, but this was, once again, a story of working over somebody's knee when it came to Gunther, because, like, I told you I'm gonna be King of the Ring, little boy.
Like, little boy is devious work. Little boy is devious.
Oh, boy, like you. Oh, man. You didn't watch Uncle the Son him last week, but it's okay.
This is still a grown man.
Like, even at one point, Kofi Kingston looked like he was gonna throw in the towel on behalf of Woodsy, but nah, I just ended up tapping him out. Like Gunther, like I said, building momentum as he enters the King of the Ring tournament, which kicks off this Monday.
Yes, sir.
Like, first rounds are going on this Monday. 8 matches, 4 for the men, 4 for the women.
Found out about the bracketology at France.
In France. Next, in round 2 of the WWE draft, Raw secured CM Punk and Braun Strowman. Red herring, wink, wink. But meanwhile, like, because as recording this review, Braun Strowman was off TV. While round 2 secured The Pride, Bobby Lashley, Street Profits, and B-Fab, and Tiffany Stratton. It's Tiffy time on SmackDown. Hooray.
The Tiffy takeover begins.
Like SmackDown learned from night one, like the people that I worked to actively sign, I'm just going to make sure I keep them. Because Braun Breaker's definitely a Raw superstar now.
Because, you know, draft. AP dirty for that one, though. AP.
I mean, you AP. Forgot about, you didn't mention him.
AP dirty.
You can't say nothing when he gone because I said something while he was free.
You dirty.
Logan Paul then.
Oh, wow.
Like, since round 2 was read out by Logan Paul and I Show Speed.
There you go. Look at you, hip. Up with the times.
I don't know what these kids be watching.
Lit, as the young kids say.
Logan Paul, U.S. champion, read out round 2 of the draft with I Show Speed. So after that, he starts cutting a promo on Jey Uso because I guess him and the Judgment Day is cool now. So,
I mean, I'm a heel. By comparison, I'm just cool with the rest of the heels.
So Jey Uso come out ready to fight Logan, but then here comes Finn and JD who attack Jey Uso, and then they're in the attack because we's in Kansas City and the Chiefs and all that. Patrick Mahomes is ringside.
Just right there.
I, the heel, Logan Paul, go get 3 Super Bowl rings from hometown hero Patrick Mahomes and get immensely cheered as I get ready to dick Jey Uso with him. Instead, I clean JD McDonald's clock.
Lit that man head up like it was December 24th at 9:30 p.m.
And you know, obviously Damian Priest goes to backstage. JD McDonough has the worst makeup job in history over that eye.
The worst makeup job in history.
But yeah, that was the build hype for the 6-man tag that's going to happen in the main event. Also during that thing, like, while they were beating up Jey Uso, Braun Strowman came and made the save. Braun Strowman's back. He got in the face of Patrick Mahomes. Hooray. I'm confused on who's the babyface and who's the heel now.
Patrick Mahomes would be the heel for helping out Logan Paul.
But we're in Kansas City and, like, just 3 Super Bowls.
My hometown can love me. I'm still a heel.
Patrick Mahomes is now a heel?
Yes.
You heard it here on Nerds Watch the Wrestling, folks. Patrick Mahomes just turned heel.
We just said he did it Monday, but it's okay. But it's okay. Either way. He was helping the villains, and he quite literally gave 3 weapons to Logan Paul, which he then put on the arm that he still had a steel rod in, and then, you know, full sent that thing
through JD McDonald's medulla. Oh, it was great. Backstage, we find out that Chad Gable has negotiated a World Tag Team title match for the Alpha Academy by taking advantage of R-Truth's stupidity. And next we have Bronson Reed defending his Intercontinental Championship against Sami Zayn. Like, big Bronson.
Flip that.
Sami Zayn defending his Intercontinental Championship against big Bronson Reed.
Ready for the war.
Like, I'm sorry, like, I got Bronson Reed name written first in my notes.
It's been a long day, sweetheart. It's all right.
It really has.
You want Bronson Reed to be the champion, and it's okay. He just
like he won to Andre, and like I guess that's supposed to be something, but no.
What is that now? He won a battle royal on SmackDown. What is
a battle royal on SmackDown?
And got a trophy, baby. Like wanna know what you get for winning the Andre the trophy? What did Lashley get?
And it's title match, I guess.
What did Lashley get? A walkthrough at WrestleMania.
But yeah, Bronson Reed and Sami Zayn was having a very good match. Like, Bronson Reed and Sami do typically have good matches, like, the last couple times they threw him on Raw.
Last time you fought, I beat him.
But it ended in a DQ where Chad Gable got involved. Cause you
my
know,
title.
My title.
This is my match.
No matter what. Like, give me this belt.
Like, that's my title. Therefore, this is my match. And since I'm not involved in my match, this match don't matter.
All right, next we had round three of the draft, in which Raw got the entirety of the LWO, Carlito included.
You mean the dude that canonically?
Carlito, Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee.
So we ain't kick Carlito out yet.
Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wilde, and Zelina Vega were all just run off on 7 people in one draft pick, as well as securing Drew McIntyre, while SmackDown secured Legado del Fantasma and Shinsuke Nakamura. Next, Drew McIntyre comes out to try to cut a promo before he notices CM Punk in a skybox. Obviously, me, Drew McIntyre got to go get him
because he called me a witch with a capital B while he was in that skybox, and you can't just do that. You heal, run up.
So while Drew McIntyre is looking for CM Punk, we have Maxxine Dupri versus Candice LeRae. Candice LeRae won because Indian Hartwell distracted her. After Drew McIntyre finds CM Punk's skybox, like, all only thing in there is a signed photograph of CM Punk, because CM Punk has made his way all the way to Gorilla to make this entrance real quick.
What do you think? Drew looked dumb and goofy.
Like, CM Punk basically says that Drew McIntyre gives him purpose, and when he's cleared,
his purpose is going to be beaten, whooping that trick.
Basically. And then turns his back on him, because I cut this promo towards him while sitting crisscross. Then after the promo, I turned my back and just let my music play. Like, because I'm the cult of personality. In round 4 of the draft, Raw secured Judgment Day and Ilya Dragunov from NXT.
The Mad Dragon himself. We're making his way to the red brand, which is fitting, because if you've seen his entrance, it's very fitting.
So ready for Ilya just to drop everybody. Ooh, I'm so ready for Ilya versus Gunther. Isn't this happening sooner than
apparently we're putting him in? No, apparently we're going to put him in Imperium. Like, shut up.
Might be why we're getting that match so early.
They said they're gonna give Ilya a Gunther type of run for a little while. So I don't see him versus Gunther happening, because that means I got to drop Gunther.
I'm gonna let you know the way that these King of the Ring brackets are set up. Gunther and Ilya are gonna meet in the quarters.
Hey,
like I said, Gunther and Ilya meet next week. Gunther and Ilya meet next week.
I'm glad we're getting it out of the way.
Raw got Judgment Day and Ilya. While SmackDown made sure to come put some numbers in this women's division, as they have Naomi, Chelsea Green, and Piper Niven. Like, now Nick Aldis has to deal with Chelsea Green.
Ooh, I'm so sorry for him.
I'm saying Nia Jax and Liv Morgan then had their match with Tiffany Stratton watching at ringside. Things were obviously going Nia Jax's way until, you know, Naomi decided to boot gain on Tiffany Stratton. Tiffany Stratton was in the crowd dressed appropriately while Naomi was in full gear ready to boot gain Tiffany Stratton. I would never know. But after Nia Jax dropped Naomi for dropping Tiffany Stratton, you know, Liv Morgan capitalized Oblivion 1-2-3. Nia Jax go to SmackDown with this L. Watch me. Like, all that good stuff.
So you watch me don't work. Cry about it. Cry about it works.
It'll be cry about it once I beat Becky Lynch.
It should be cry about it now, because you're crying about it. So you're crying about it and have cried about it. So tell everybody else too. Come on now, so.
And round 5 of the draft.
Single.
Raw secured the New Day and former NXT Women's Champion Lyra Valkyria. Pair Patai on the main roster confirmed. While SmackDown secured...
You're right, it is on the main roster. It is called Carmelo Hayes. But...
While SmackDown secured Pretty Deadly...
Yes, boy!
And Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. Right.
Okay. Next,
Awesome Truth defeated the Alpha Academy to retain the World Tag Team titles. Yep. Round 6 of the draft saw Raw pick up the Final Testament, carrying across Scarlett Bordeaux and AOP, as well as Bronson Reed, while SmackDown took DIY, Johnny Gargano, and Tommaso Ciampa, as well as calling up NXT's number one contender, Blair Davenport. B. Priestley on the main roster, y'all. It's looking real knee for this song.
It's looking real knee, like,
for this SmackDown Women's Division.
Oh, boy.
And in the main event, Damian Priest, JD McDonagh, and Finn Balor took on Jey Uso, Andrade, and Ricochet. The good guys won.
Oh.
Like, because obviously this was just to build momentum towards the World Heavyweight title match and Backlash. There wasn't nothing too fancy about it. Like, the good guys won.
Wasn't nothing to it but to do it.
Like, once again, the Judgment Day proven to be ineffective for Damian Priest during this title run.
Well, you don't need us, so...
If you don't need us, don't get mad at these losses. Over to SmackDown, as we did SmackDown from France, because, you know, Backlash. So they went ahead and did Leon SmackDown.
Smack de Leon.
And SmackDown actually opens with us learning that Paul Heyman hasn't talked to Roman Reigns since WrestleMania. Like I said, so no one knows what's going on with the bloodline because Paul Heyman isn't in control.
Wow.
The show then opens properly with Damage Control and Tiffany Stratton taking on the Big Three and Bayley. The Big Three being Naomi, Bianca Belair, and Jade Cargill. In pretty standard women's felt, like, obviously this SmackDown was built more like a house show. So after some very strong action and everybody spamming their moves towards the end of it.
That's my favorite part of women's matches.
Whenever I start spamming, yes, like, yes,
the finisher combo is my favorite part. Like, back in the SmackDown there with eight women's matches where they would just run themselves in and hit their own finisher.
So you like divas, okay. Bianca Belair got the win on Dakota Kai. After the match, while they're backstage, Bianca Belair tells Bayley, like, we won this match and it's cute or whatever. You got something I want. You got something that was mine. It's like, Bianca still sees Damage Control with that belt, so Bianca wants her belt back.
She seems to have lost focus on this train, but we'll talk about that here in a minute.
The new Catch Republic took on the Authors of Pain.
No Quarter Catch Crew, Timmy Thatcher's School of Recovering Wrestlers, like I said.
Pete Dunne and Salivate. Took on Bacon and Rezar. First of all, like, European wrestlers during European wrestling in Europe is, because, like, AOP and British Strong Style did it.
They did their thing.
Karrion Kross did not have to get involved in this match at all. Like, especially after I hit the airplane spin with Razor on my back, and you got the nerve to F10 me, Mr. Karrion.
Yes, I do, because you did too much. Sit down.
They won with a sit-out DWI. Drinking while investing. I don't know what the AOP called it, but, like, I'm a TNA fan. Beer! Money! The RKO show with Paul Heyman.
Congrats on the new tag team SmackDown. Y'all snuck that in there. Like, Randy Orton and Kevin Owens to SmackDown tag champions confirmed.
I was like, Paul Heyman begs Randy and KO to walk away from this match because he has no idea what's going to go on. And, like, this is a very dangerous situation. Randy Orton calls BS, and he wants to know who's really the true tribal chief. At which point, Solo Sikoa and his Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga, attack. It was all fun and games until the Tonkas attacked.
Until the Tonkas attacked is wild.
I watched that Amanda show earlier. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like, remember when the Brady's attacked?
Oh, wow.
But yeah, you know, they did a little scrappity-do and all that. Security got involved. That didn't matter because Kevin Owens and Randy Orton stood tall after Kevin Owens just hit a swanton to the outside on everybody because who are y'all?
Because we got this spot where everybody just gets jumbled up together for no reason, hurt the dirt.
Next, LA Knight took on Angel. One. After that, LA Knight and Santos Escobar both declared that they are going to enter the King of the Ring tournament. So, like, there's at least one SmackDown bracket. Carlito admits that he attacked Dragon Lee because Ray chose Dragon Lee to be his WrestleMania partner.
Santos was right. Dom was right. Both of y'all showed up. If I'm his son and I told y'all what was up, what makes y'all think stuff gonna be different?
Dragon Lee attacks Carlito because, you know, like, you jump me, now I gotta jump you. A-Town Down Under then took on the Street Profits for the WWE Tag Team Championships.
And new.
Like, should have been, because, like, they different to most of that match, but, like, Grayson Waller, baby. Like,
A-Town Down Under.
Like, beat, like, bro, you lost to a flatline and a roll-up. Like, y'all done.
I mean.
Like, A-Town Down Under retained. And then AJ Styles and Cody Rhodes had the face-to-face. Well, AJ Styles, like, I don't need all this. I was phenomenal. Like, people act like I'm not in my prime. Y'all act like I'm old yelling. Like, y'all finna put me out, put me down. But, like, nah, boy, I'm about to show you that you can't handle the weight of being a champion. Cody says, this just so happens to be our first match. So, commentary can call whoever they want. And all these people can call whatever they want. At Backlash, this is not going to be a dream match for me. You are just my first. And that is just too sweet. Then, you know, because we're Bullet Club, AJ held it up, and Cody held it up. Hell yeah, we got a too sweet smack.
AJ slapped him, called him goofy, said, your wife hot, then he left.
He ain't say nothing about Brandy, but he ain't say nothing about Brandy, but okay. He
slapped that man, called him goofy, said, Georgia peaches are better, I'll see you at Backlash.
They're both from Georgia. I know. Anyway. So, yeah, that was the go-home episode of Smackers for Backlash 2024.
Solid C-plus of a show.
Like I said, like, it was in France, so it was pretty much a house show before the pay-per-view. Speaking of the pay-per-view, that was a house show. It's time for Backlash 2024.
You mean speaking of the house show, that was a pay-per-view?
Whatever.
You all right, baby? You've been getting jumbled up here lately. You got that dyslexia.
That dyslexia. Nah, I just, even though today's Cinco de Mayo, I had to give the people their content. Cinco de Mayo. We're at 4. I ain't had the 5th one yet. But luckily, to keep it in single, Backlash was a 5-match card, so ain't really much to talk about, and it was all killer, no filler. Like, so.
There was a lot of filler. I fell asleep, but like.
The filler was the opening match, honestly.
It was the opening match.
Owens and Randy Orton took on Solo and Tama Tonga in the opener, but obviously they had to try to get some heat on it. So while they were just fighting before the bell started, Nick Aldis just came out and said, y'all ain't gonna listen to nobody anyway, street fight.
Because that needed to happen.
So yeah, there was a street fight. And at first it looked like it was just gonna be a burial of Tama Tonga, because people can say it was a great show for Tama Tonga. Like, not really. Tama Tonga got like 5 moves in, and one of them was a clothesline.
You knew, baby,
there was no special move that Tama Tonga did. Like, we don't know nothing in his kit. Like, because most of the fighting just happened through the crowd. Then he was immediately put through a table, and the stuff that he did do, he just like had weapons like Kendall sticks and trash can lids. Like,
you knew, baby.
And then continued to get dropped. Like, got dropped in the Michinoku Buster off the second rope through the chairs. Like,
he's new.
And speaking of new, during that spot in which I called, after that Michinoku driver, when it looked like Kevin Owens and Randy Orton had the match won, the referee falls out of the ring. I ain't gonna say somebody pulled him out because he missed. But who should be beating up the referee and unveil himself? But
Chavo Guerrero, he came back and made his return, and he is absolutely fed up with the way Chavo everything Guerrero has been handled.
Pause the entire podcast.
Kevin Owens and Randy Orton.
Like, pause the entire podcast, believe it in.
Presence known.
Chavo Guerrero.
And he made his presence known. Said, I'm
first
in
all,
the
bloodline. First of all, let's talk a little. But Chavo Guerrero
said, I'm in the bloodline, Poppy, and then hit a frog splash on Kevin Owens to show him how it's really done.
None of that happened.
All of that happened.
Tama Tonga pulled the ref, attacked Randy Orton, giving Solo Sikoa the chance to spike Kevin Owens for the bloodline win. Paul Heyman, who was checking on Kevin Owens, was then forced to throw up the ones with the new bloodline. The GOD is now in WWE. They kept this very well. They kept that secret very well.
You wonder who else is in WWE?
The Rising, okay.
There you go.
Like, yes, Micah, Eli Drake, and Drew Galloway are all in WWE.
We can get it.
Nah, because Eli Drake and LA Knight canonically hate The Rising, because The Rising was meant to get Drew McIntyre over, but obviously I'm the best promo out here. And then they restricted my talking to make Drew look good. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And now we finna do that here? No. We're going to look at each other one time in the Royal Rumble next year, and that's it. But, yeah, the G.O.D. are here. Like I said, very well kept secret about Tongaloa, because none of us knew that. Like, we was, you yourself sarcastically said, oh, my God, Jacob Fatu is here.
Just in to, the Impact Zone, baby.
Just to immediately be hit with a swerve.
He's in the Impact Zone.
Congratulations to the new bloodline, I guess. Next, in match of the night, Bayley took on Tiffany Stratton and Naomi. Once again, Tiffany Stratton in these international pay-per-views is just going to shine.
Like the star that she is.
Like, this was definitely the Tiffy show. They had to jump her.
It's always,
they had to jump
it's
her.
It's always the Tiffy show.
Like, they jumped her. Like, spot of the match, obviously, when I hit the double cartwheel Alabama Slam on Naomi to the announce table, then just gave Bayley one just for the love of it.
Like,
but like, very, very good match between these three. Like I said, they had to jump Tiffany Stratton. They hit her with the 3D. They had to jump her. Tiffany was finna put it on them. Like, they had, like, if they ain't roll out the way of that,
I've done it twice to both of them in consecutive weeks. I did it when I interrupted their match, and I then did it again when Nia Jax interrupted my match. I've consecutively hit the both of them with the prettiest moonsault ever. So, like, it's a fait accompli, baby. She finna get that. She gonna get that belt.
Yeah, it's gonna happen one day. But after they got rid of Tiffany Stratton, it basically became a wrestling match between Naomi and Bayley, where Naomi managed to out-wrestle Bayley with a roll-up return.
Bayley managed to out-wrestle Naomi
Bayley with a
roll-up and retained.
I'm so sorry, you guys. Take two and action. This basically then became...
You gave Ty no warning. You gave him no warning whatsoever. Baby over there in his own world. He got things going on over there. Look at him.
Take three. Lights, market, speed, and action. After we hit Tiffany Stratton with 3D, it basically became a wrestling match between Bayley and Naomi, with Bayley being the better wrestler, hitting Naomi with a roll-up.
Not even the roll-up, just side pins.
Because Naomi hit the roll-up, then I got into
just move the leverage over, like, all right, move your shoulders, appreciate it. 1, 2, 3, ally, belt.
Like, Bayley retained. Like, Naomi kept it classy, gave her a hug after the dub, like, you know. Like, come here, babe. Come on, girl. Because, you know, I guess Naomi and Bayley just actually that cool. Like, now Bayley is the secret fourth member of Team Bad.
Yes. Me, Bayley, and Tamina were at Mercedes AEW debut.
Mercedes.
The CEO.
Next, Damian Priest took on Jey Uso for the World Heavyweight Championship in a mid-card match that was helped by the crowd. Like, that's the best way to put it.
This match could have been an email.
France was just so excited that they elevated the whole show.
Match could have been an email. This meeting could have been an email, please.
They had this match on Raw before.
Just couldn't dry.
But just when they got involved, Damian Priest to the South of Heaven from the second rope. And, you know, 1, 2, 3. Like, congratulations for them. But, like, when they had started to attack Jay after the match, Damian was, like, stopping him. Like, y'all ain't got to do that, bro. Like, so, like, obviously, Finn Balor and JD just finna ride off on Damian.
Like, you ain't about mobbing. You ain't about fighting no more. All right, bye.
Next, Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill took on the Kabuki Warriors for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship.
The Divas of Doom interrupted this match.
Wow.
Natalya and Beth Phoenix making their presence known and going in and defeating the Kabuki Warriors and Bianca Belair and Jade. And they are your new Women's International Tag Team Champions.
Okay, none of that. International is definitely where you dropped the ball. But like I said, like I kind of told y'all in the group chat, this a little bit exposed Jay. Like, the whole undefeated 5-minute match thing was not on display here. Like, they worked her sometimes, and sometimes she wouldn't. Like, she'd either get tired of selling, or she would be like late for a spot or two. Like I said, luckily the crowd didn't care. The crowd was just happy for them.
No, but
they did botch a spot where they had to like actually redo a spot.
It's American crowd finna like.
Like it's American crowd would have ate them enchiladas.
It's American crowd finna kill her.
So like I said, hopefully this tag team with Bianca does go somewhere for a while. Because after that Sky, like, you know that Jada was hit on Sky Blue that time, yeah. While I caught her, and then that all the transitions. After that, in the KOD, your new and you, WWE Women's Tag Team Champions.
The Fabulous Moolah and Thunder Kitty.
The Power Buff Girls, Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill.
That name was somehow worse than every ad lib I've thrown in on this entire show.
The Powerpuff Girls.
The Powerpuff Girls is somehow the worst than every ad lib I've thrown in on this show so
like,
far.
You won't see that 12 pack.
Powerpuff Girls is remedial, but it's okay.
And in the main event, Cody Rhodes took on AJ Styles for the WWE Championship. And what
Bullet
was,
Club Street Fight.
It wasn't a street fight, but like this is AJ Styles' best match in a while. Like I said, AJ Styles is indeed still in his prime.
Still phenomenal.
Like, put a capital P on it.
Pushing P. But still phenomenal.
I gave Cody some work, but, like, Cody was not to be deterred, even kicking out of a burning hammer at one.
Kicked out of that burning hammer at 1.5, and I would have.
And then immediately hit a Cody cutter.
You would have, once again, certain things that happen in these matches, you got to see me. Like, I got to put hands and feet on you. Like, you ain't kicking out of nothing I get you at 1.5. You especially not kicking out of a burning hammer. You ain't kicking out of that at 1.5 because then I'm going to just throw you out of the ring and start throwing them and start thumping.
And then
you.
Hit him with the Cody Kata after doing so.
I'm going to throw you out of the ring and start thumping you, baby. Like, I'm not even going to cap. Not going to cap.
Because Cody Rhodes was able to retain his WWE Championship with a singular crossroads. Maybe AJ Styles not in his prime.
I mean, Melo missed twice, so like, it's all right. Things happen.
But yeah, that was WWE Backlash. Cody Rhodes getting the dub over a very game, very phenomenal AJ Styles, like, pardon the pun. But yeah, like, short, sweet, and simple Backlash 2024, man. I'm giving, like, honestly, I got to give Backlash like a 3, though. Like, this wasn't too much to write home about for this show.
She was not there. She was not there. It was quite mid. I give him like a 4.5.
But yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is our week in wrestling. We are on. No. We are starting the road to King of the Ring now. Like, King of the Ring is our next pay-per-view. It's going to be in Saudi Arabia. So this tournament for King and Queen of the Ring starts this Monday on Raw. Like, I'm excited. I like King of the Ring. I like tournaments in general. So I'm very excited. Make sure you get your wrestling fix on USA, TBS, TNT, and wherever you watch your wrestling. Quan, before we leave, do you have any final thoughts for the people?
Justice for Giovanni Vinci. They brought that man up to do nothing with him but beat him up. No.
So just justice for Giovanni?
And everything else I said after that. Were you not listening to everything I said?
I heard just, you, but, okay. But it could just be summed up as justice for Gio.
We ain't summing it up. Everything I said, that man. But yes, Justice Giovanni Vinci.
Same as last week. Make sure you take care of your mental health. If you need somebody to talk to, make sure you reach out and go talk to somebody. Like, you do matter. You are important, and you should be looked after just as well as you looked after someone else, and all that good stuff. Like, we love you. You are important. For the Quantifiable One, I am SWS ZJ Pierce, letting y'all know.
CEO, you thought it was over. CEO, CEO, CEO.